Wayfair's biggest sale of the year is back. Get ready for Way Day. For 3 days only, May 4th through May 6th, you can get up to 80% off at Wayfair. Save on sofas and cookware, dining sets and rugs and beds, wall art, bar cards, floor lamps, ceiling fans, home decor, all things outdoor, and way more. Plus, everything ships free. Don't miss the sale to get up to 80% off everything home, even a garden gnome. Way Day starts May 4th. Head to Wayfair.com now to start filling your car.
Every style, every home.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Sarah Illustrates.
Hi.
We can't even say couch anymore because we've got a new setup, and I'm loving it. Congratulations. Thanks for coming here. I feel like I've been seeing your stuff on Instagram. Oh. I don't know a lot about you, but that's why I needed to get you in this chair to find out more about Sarah Illustrates.
Yes. So
welcome to Private Talk.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. So, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you find your way to this chair over here with Ms. Texas?
That's a great question. I guess the pandemic. That's
nice.
Like point blank period. The pandemic happened and my husband and I were literally bored at home. And we started doing TikTok.
Okay.
And it like blew up. And we heard about OnlyFans and this like... We've always wanted to be in that realm, if you will.
Okay.
We can say things on here, right?
You can say whatever you like.
Okay.
Free
I can
say
the P word,
you
porn.
Can say P words. We're not on.
Okay, all right.
We're not censored.
All right, cool. So, yeah, my husband and I have both always wanted to, like, kind of dab into that. And I think it was like, we're like, fuck it. Like, this is our shot. Like, let's do it.
Okay. So were you guys heavily, like, avid watchers? Did you watch together? Was it just something that you were kind of just comfortable in that adult world?
I think, yeah, we just always wanted to do that. I don't know how, I don't know what other,
but I mean, you're like, already doing that.
I'm doing it,
but
yeah.
It's like you wanted to, like, share with the world.
Exactly, yeah. Like, he knew that I always wanted to be, like, a porn star. Mm. And I think he was, like, he was always down for it. Like, he was like, yeah, do it. And I'm like, well, do you want to do it? And he's like, ah, yeah, I would do it. But, like, I know you want to do it. Yeah. So, like, I got your back. Like, and so.
I love that. But I feel like it's really, when people, especially, you know, older, or, you know, when you have your career that you've done, at least, and then the pandemic happens and the world stops and you're, yes, like, damn. And it's really a time to, like, sit down, reflect. Like,
exactly.
What do I really want to do? What excites me? What are those things? And the, mm-hmm, fact of having a partner to support those habits or, like,
oh, yeah,
new, like, you know, hobbies or whatever of sorts is really interesting to see how that kind of comes into fruition. Is because a lot of people would say, I don't want my wife to do that, or I don't want my partner to do that,
right,
or, you know, because they feel insecure or jealous. But I think it's a really cool thing to kind of share with those people, especially if that's what he knew you wanted to do. I think,
oh,
you,
yeah,
blossom into this whole other beautiful person.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he knew. So,
you stuck a toe in.
I did.
Not literally, but physically.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, let's dive in. Let's try this OnlyFans thing.
Yeah.
What was the first kind of, like, things that you kind of did? Like, did you go full in and do, like,
so,
boy, girl?
Yeah, no. The first month, I only did pictures.
Okay.
Just, like, lingerie pictures. I wasn't even showing a single thing other than, like, what we post now on Instagram.
Okay.
That's pretty much what I was posting.
Now, was that something that you were, like, trying to dabble to see if you could, like, get the courage to do
exactly
more,
no, I was trying to just, like, test the waters, like, mm, see, like, how much money we would make, because,
okay,
I at the time, I think it was kind of common for girls to just be doing, like, picture stuff, at least the girls that I knew, to just, yeah, just do pictures and, like, you know, little clips, but nothing full exposed,
okay,
you know, type of stuff. So we did that for, like, the first 3 months, and then I slowly started to, like, you know, take a little bit more, show a little bit more. And it wasn't until a year into OnlyFans that he was like, people are asking for the sex tape.
It's time to do it.
It's time to do it. And I was like, fuck it, let's do it.
How was that feeling? Like explain us to that. It's like, because you go from not doing anything, not,
yeah,
to anything, but showing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was it exciting? Were you nervous? Were you like...
All of the above.
Okay.
Like, I was super nervous. So literally, so my husband does, like, all the editing for all of our videos and all that. And he literally had it, like, in the queue, and he was like, all I have to do is press this button to upload it. And, like, once it's out there,
it's,
yeah,
magic,
right? Once it's out there, he's like, it's fucking out there. So do you want a couple minutes to, like, you know, rethink it? And I was just like, no, just send it. And I remember when he clicked send, like, I had, like, this huge rush of anxiety go through my body, but I was like, okay, here we go. But it was, like, more, like, excitement, mm-hmm, than, like, scared, you,
like,
know?
An adrenaline rush.
You're exactly.
Like, you know what? I already did it. Now I have to wait and see what other people think. What,
exactly.
Like, of what I did.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. But it's, like, for me, it's always about if I feel good doing it,
I'm going to do it.
Everything else.
Right?
Now,
exactly.
Obviously, you want a return on your investment. And you want things like that because that's the reason why, you know, you kind of were bored, but you wanted the income part of it as well.
Exactly.
Sense,
yeah.
Where it's, like, now I think that's almost, like, the even more exciting part where it's like, okay, now, like, it's like a little at Christmas. You're like, oh,
right?
Who's going to open it? Who's going to click on this thing? How many buyers?
Exactly.
Am I
gonna
get?
It does feel like that. That's so true. So, yeah. And then, like, each month we just were making more and more and more. And it kind of just, like, also, I think that motivated me to, like, let's fucking do more. Like, what else? How else much more can we make, you know? And I think, yeah, the rest is history.
That's
so
exciting. So yeah. How long have you been doing all this? So you said the pandemic.
So I started actually December of 2020. That's
okay.
Like when I, like, started my OnlyFans. And then I didn't start doing, like, the sex stuff until, like, a year into it. And then I didn't start doing collabs with other creators, mm, boys and girls, until the second year mark.
So now everything's wide open. It's not just with you and your partner.
No, yeah.
You work with all kinds of performers.
Yes, and he
men,
also
women.
Performs with other girls as well.
Okay,
so,
how
yeah.
was that challenging? Are you guys married? Or
yes,
you
know, we're married, yeah.
So how was that? Did that affect your marriage at all? Or was it? Did it make it even more intense or, like, closer together because now you had to communicate differently?
Yeah, no. We've always been open to the idea. Like, one thing about my husband and I is, like, we are very, like, big on communication. Like, I tell him everything. He tells me everything. We get it on the table. We figure it out. And if something's not working, we don't agree on something, then we don't make it happen. But we're on the same page with this. Surprisingly, people think we're nuts.
I always say, like, my motto is, like, different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
It may not work for somebody else, but that doesn't mean it doesn't work. So I feel like as long as it doesn't trickle down into somebody else and making those people feel whatever, then,
All
that matters is really you.
So, yeah, we talked everything out, and he was like, nah, like, let's just keep the ball rolling. Like, you know, I like it.
So I'm
like,
exciting. All right.
It's exciting.
Do
so exciting.
You guys
exciting.
Like sit up and be like, hey, I think you should fuck this person. Or you should
collab. No, yeah. I'm always scrolling. So actually, I don't think I mentioned this, but my husband has only done BGGs with me and the other
Explain
girl.
Explain to private talk what that is.
So boy, girl, girl scenes. He hasn't done like a solo collab. And I'm like, fucking do it. Like, what are you waiting for? Like, the girls are waiting. They want you. Like, let's do it. So he's just like, I don't want to say camera shy, but like, I don't know what he's waiting for.
Would you want to be there while it's happening, or would you want to wait and like have him come and tell you afterwards?
No, I'll be
maybe
there.
He's worried about your feelings.
No, yeah, I think he definitely is, but I'm good holding the camera, baby. Let me hold the camera. Let me get in there.
But
let
I
me
feel
get
like
the
sometimes,
angles.
Like sometimes when women like you seem a very like alpha, like you know what you want. You know you're very upfront and communicate, like you said, about what you need. I think that sometimes guys are like, are you sure though?
Yeah.
Like, are you really sure? Because
no,
once
yeah.
I do it, you can't go back. And then it's like, you know what I mean? For me, it's like, you know, I at one point was married to someone in the business. And for me, it was never, I was the same way. It was never about the physical act because I'd rather you enjoy it if that's what you enjoy and you're telling me about it.
Yeah.
It's the, like, the hidden things, you know, that's would be a deal breaker. But I feel like it's more exciting. It's
no,
more
yeah,
like,
I love it.
Go and do it.
I just, one thing about me, and I think with my husband too, we don't have like a jealous bone in our body. Like I try to be jealous. I just can't do it. I just love,
but
I don't
maybe
know.
You're just so comfortable in your relationship that there's no need to be jealous.
I think
security is really important in relationships. So if you have that, then what's the point of having a jealous?
It's true. Yeah, we've been together for 14 years. So I'm like, he's stuck with me. He ain't going nowhere.
I love that. So is there someone that you maybe have a wish list for your man that you would want him to like be a part with, maybe so we can manifest as we're big here about
I still feel like I'm like a small creator in the porn world, even though like I don't know, some people say I'm not, some people say I am, I don't know, I'm like somewhere in the middle, I guess. But I would love to see Alex work with Cherie DeVille, just because like she's like an OG, and I love her, like her personality, like she just seems really like badass.
Have you met her before?
I've never met her.
She's been a guest here on the Private Talk.
Okay,
she's
cool.
She's definitely a good vibe. She's I feel like anybody could be like a teacher of walking him in to be like, come on,
yes,
let me show you the way.
Yeah.
She definitely has a soothing like, fine, let me just take all my clothes off.
Right,
let
she knows what she's doing. I need to like take notes from her. But no, yeah, I would love to see my husband work with her.
And what about yourself? Do you have like a dream wish list?
Oh, I think I hit everybody.
Okay.
I hit everybody so far on my list.
Now it's time for a new list.
It's time for a new list. I do have, I don't want to like give it away, but I do have some of the people that I really want to work with already scheduled.
Okay.
So that's coming soon.
All right. So there you go. So make sure that you follow her on your OnlyFans because she's got some coming soon.
Oh, yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
So tell us how you got your name, Sarah Illustrates. How did that come into about? Was it from your TikTok days? Was it because, are you an artist? How does that play into?
Before we started any kind of social media, my husband did photography and videography and his name was Alex Illustrates.
Okay.
Like on Instagram and all that. And
you married into the name.
I married into the name. I did, literally. But no, once we started TikTok, that was obviously his name. He just kept it going because he's like, oh, this is how people already know me. Mm-hmm. And then he said, you should create your own TikTok to do like hot girl stuff. Because we do like couple related stuff on our main channel, which is our biggest TikTok channel. And I was like, okay, so actually I had it as my like my legal name. And he was like, no, we're married. Like, you're my other half, so it needs to be Sarah Illustrates. And I was like, no, like, I don't like that. Like, it's no, I don't like it. And then he was like, well, you have no choice. And then it grew on me. And believe it or not, I actually do draw.
Okay.
So I illustrate some things. So it kind of actually made sense at the end of the day. But I guess it's just from like an artsy perspective because people are like, do you guys draw? Like, do you guys make art? Like, what is this?
Sex is art. I mean,
Thank you. Finally, someone on my page.
I said sex is to me like my expression of art. It's how, you know, I'm very like in tune with my body from like, you know, when I was, you know, a younger age, and especially when I started at 21, I was just like, I love the female body, and yes, I don't have a problem being naked. And so I was like, this is how my art, this is how I express it. I don't
a girl
draw
after my own
all,
heart.
But I, like, for me, I'm like, I'll pose for a drawing. Right. So, you know, the expression of it, I think art comes in many different forms. And even with, you know, your content that you're creating now, it's mm-hmm. your vision, your artistry, and your, you know, what you can really showcase to your fans. I think that that's a beautiful
literally
thing. Sarah,
let's you just like took every like word, everything I try to explain to people. I'm like, yes, you just said it. It's
well,
it's an
have
art.
A great delivery. We can package that up and like tell them, look, right, I'm just an artist.
I'm an artist. Yeah. Artist. Don't worry about it.
Describe something that's exciting in your life right now. I know you have OnlyFans, and that's been, you know, a good, you know, thing for the last two years. You started doing more stuff. What else do you have that's exciting in your life right now?
I guess the fact that I just recently moved to LA, and I'm getting I'm getting all these opportunities, like being here on this podcast today. So many great things. I feel like I'm just being blessed every day with something new, and I'm just, yeah,
what made
exciting.
You decide to make make the move to LA? Was it based solely for work and for work things, as far as like being in the right places and the right time?
Exactly, that's exactly it. Literally everybody that I have like made friends with, and people that like I like to work with, like on like a creator's level to like bounce ideas off of, is in LA. So I'm like, I need to be in LA.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you were doing TikToks before you did OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Were you kind of like educated in the background of social media, or how did you kind of fall into the TikTok realm? Because I feel like nowadays it's like anything from dancing stuff to like, you know, advice to spiritual things, like you could really kind of find wherever, but it's
yeah.
like I think in the beginning for me it was overwhelming that I'm like, how do I fit into the platform mm-hmm. like this where I'm not a dancer,
right?
I can't do these things, or it's just like so much more now. How did you kind of find your niche within that?
So with our main couple channel, that's the channel Alex Illustrates, we literally, so we worked together, my husband and I, prior to working together now. We've always worked together, that's how we met. And we worked at a microbrewery. And he was my boss. He's like, was literally my boss.
Did you sleep with the boss?
I did a couple times. Mm. but he created TikTok because all the young people that we work with were like, oh, like get on this TikTok app. And my husband's always about like the next best thing, like what's new, what's popping, like, you know, like let's get on it. And I'm like an old lady. I'm like, no, that's for teenagers. We're not doing TikTok. And then he did a bunch of like solo videos, and like overnight gained like 18,000 followers. Mm. And this is like right before the pandemic like officially hit.
Okay.
And I was like, get off this app. You're an old man, like stop, you know? And he's not old, by the way. but he got me to do a few like sounds, and I was like, oh, this is actually kind of fun, right? You just gotta memorize a few lines.
Sounds like what? Can you give us an example?
So the one that we did that I remember, this was trending like in 2020, was a Sofia Vergara clip from Modern Family. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it's called. And it was like I'm not mad at you, or I don't know, I can't remember the exact words, but I tried it and I got it like on the first shot, and I was like, oh, I'm actually
one hit wonder.
I'm not too bad at this. Let's do another one. And it kind of became addicting. But what really set us off was doing skits. Mm. So the skit that really like shot us from like 18,000 followers to like 500,000 followers overnight was telling my wife what to do. I forget how it's worded, but basically saying,
hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like, I'm my wife's boss at work, and so I get to boss her around. Mm. And so he, like, kind of set that up and close to, the like, the camera, and then the next shots were him, like, take out the trash. And it's me, like, and then, like, taking out the trash, and he's like, pour me a beer. And then I'm like, like, pouring the beer, hella irritated. And those, we started to do multiple of those, and that took off. And so.
Nice. So it became like a little series.
It became a series, yeah. Nice. And literally, I think he started to, like, name them to, like, part three of, like, telling my wife.
So how many parts are there of the series
now? At this point, I don't know.
It's but like 155. And you're like, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, right? So we've been, like, we've been at 1.4 million on TikTok for, like, a good amount of time, but
that's awesome.
It's good, but TikTok is getting, like, more and more, like, what's the word here, how can I
censored?
Be nice, exactly, yes, like, you can't, like, post really anything anymore.
as far as content, as far as your skits, or, like, so, as far as nudity, or, like, what, like, do you mean by that?
Yeah, like, pushing the limits, like, with, you know, like, the more adult humor kind, okay, of stuff, like, you know, not super crazy,
but, like,
sexual,
racier, like, a little maybe bit jokes racier, or, yeah, like, kind of things.
And it, like, there are a handful of content creators, I won't name anybody, who get away with it, and it's fine, I get it, you know, we're not on everybody's good side, I guess, but it's a little unfair, TikTok. But yeah, so that's one thing that we struggle with right now is, like,
girl, join the club. I can't even post anything with anything because my butt's so big. Right. It's like, you can't. I'm like, they're
on
wearing
Instagram,
a thong. I'm like,
right?
I'm not. I'm like, it's a full body, like, bottom shorts, but I look like there's a thong because my ass is so fat.
Yeah.
But same. Even, like, being on TikTok in the beginning, like, I got flagged a lot, which I wasn't even posting anything crazy. Mm-hmm. It was just my name. And then there's, like, you know, algorithm to haters, to the new guidelines, to, yes, like, whatever, that it's hard to, like, really know from, navigate from app to app, what is, like, what, and where do these standards come from? Like,
right?
I'm just like,
and
I just feel like there's
change.
A target on your back because you did, yes, like, sex work, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And even myself was like, I hadn't shot anything in over 5-6 years, but it's, oh, like, that still never leaves you.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, oh, Alexis texted, oh, she must be doing something with her ass.
Right?
Like, it's just, but, you know, I feel like there's things like that where it's like being the content creator and being like the artist and doing that, it's like you just got to keep doing it, you know,
exactly,
not necessarily like to get flagged or banned or whatever, mm-hmm, but you do it within the way that you kind of have to conform to what's going on, you know?
Exactly,
you
gotta, yeah, like, that means you gotta like switch, you know,
yeah,
switch it up,
because it's
so,
like, you know, at the end of the day, sex is gonna sell, and the reason why these people are really hating is because they can't get a monetary like value from that, so that's why they started implementing things in their apps of like, exactly, subscriptions and all these different things where it's,
exactly,
like, you know what, we see everybody wants to get paid, but, you know, give us ours,
yeah,
just let us have it,
have it,
just, yeah, let us have it,
give me my money.
What would you say is unique about you?
Oh, can I say nothing?
I'm sure there's one thing unique about you. For the fact that you were just bored in the house with your man and you decided to create this whole new lifestyle for yourself, I mean, it's pretty unique. I mean, did your friends and family in your prior life to doing OF and things like that think that it was something far-fetched for you to do? Was it kind of on brand?
I think, like, all my close friends, like, I grew up with, they were like, oh, yeah, obviously. Like,
it's about time.
No shocker, yeah. I don't know if I should say this, it's kind of, like, dark.
We want the truth here
but
at Pirate Talk.
My entire family is, like, dead.
Okay.
So I really don't, like,
sorry about that,
have anybody. It's all good.
Okay.
And I'm an only child on top of it. So I think that really kind of, like, set the bar for me to, like, kind of be like, fuck it. Like, I ain't got nobody. Let's do it, you know?
But you have yourself. You have your man.
I do.
And you created your family within those things. So I think that that's, you know, I get the premise of where that starts from. But it's also,
yeah,
like, knowing that, I think underlyingly, like, with the from the beginning of the conversation, saying, like, your husband knew that you always wanted to do it, mm-hmm, is really leaning into what works for you.
Yeah.
So it's like, if they weren't passed or anything like that, I maybe think that you would still do the same thing, maybe with a little bit more hesitation of what that looks like. But it's like, I think overall, if you are who you are, and it doesn't,
yeah,
go away. So it's like, if you were gonna do OnlyFans 20 years ago, well, mind you, age-wise, but, you know, to,
yeah,
like, now, in current day, I think that some people just either have it or you don't.
Yeah, yeah. No, I completely agree. I'm so glad that I started at 30 years old and not 18.
Why would you say that? Explain.
I think I would have, like, I'm still, like, I feel like I'm 32. I feel like I'm immature as hell. Like, I act like a kid. Like, I'm
still.
But
why is that a problem?
It's not a problem, but I think.
Your husband has to like it.
No, he loves it. But I think I would have made a lot of, like, goofy.
Choices?
Like, choices at 18. That's fair. Did, not being in the industry, so.
Yeah.
I'm glad a lot of that stuff is not on camera. But, no, I think it was, you know. I was more mature, older. I knew kind of like where I was in life and like, you know, what the next step was.
More like a moral compass of like,
exactly
what's right, what's wrong for you.
Yeah. And so I'm glad I think I made the right. Everything happens at the right time. Okay. Right?
Divine timing.
Divine timing. Yes.
When is the last time you had sex?
Yesterday. For lunch. Right.
Oh, for lunch. My husband was like a lunchtime delight.
Yeah. My husband and I finished filming for TikTok and he was like, after lunch, do you have any plans? I'm like, no, I don't have anything scheduled. And he's like, okay, well, I got something scheduled. And in my head, I'm like, oh, like, we have work to do.
Right? We got a Zoom call. We have something to do.
So in my mind, I just ate my lunch and was like, okay, like, what's next? And he was like, no, let's go to the room. I was like, okay.
Cute. I love that.
I'm like, do you want to film it? He's like, no, let's just do it. I'm like, okay.
Do you, with that being said, do you feel like because you film a lot of things now, does it kind of hinder your sex life or do you have to plan the things or do you always pull the camera out? Because that's the thing too. It's like, we need this content, but then it's like, I want to be intimate. And it's like the struggle of like, where does that fine line kind of
So blur? One thing about filming with your spouse is that it's like, for me at least, it's like, it's super real, it's super raw, and it is intimate. Yeah. I love it. I think so. We actually used to film each other back
prior
in the day.
Yeah,
people keep asking for that footage. I apologize, it's not coming.
That's personal home videos.
That's staying in the vaults, okay? My apologies. But no, and I think like for both of us, like filming it just makes it that much more hotter. Even if we don't release that footage.
Yeah.
Like just knowing that we're filming it.
So it's already kind of like your program to like kind of do it because it was something
we
were
already
did. Doing
it before. Exactly. So it just makes it more hotter. And also like filming with me watching him film with another girl and I think, you know, vice versa. When we get together after our shoots, it's like more like intimate. I don't know how to explain that.
So do you fuck after your shoot? Or
yes,
do you
all the time?
Okay, so
yeah, it's like a reclaim, like this is my dick.
Okay.
This is my pussy.
Is that what you say while you're doing it? You'd be like, give me that dick back. I need you've been a bad
boy. I do say that. I'm like, this is my dick. I'm taking it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ownership. I feel like that's great because I feel like I'm single and when I was shooting in the industry, it was like you'd have some people be like, okay, well, like you're in quarantine for 24 hours. I'm like,
what the fuck
does that mean? Like, fuck you, bye.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? Because then you have people that just don't know. But I think that it's sexy again and leaning into you really like what you do.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You
we
really
love
get
it.
Off to because like it's almost being a cuckold, but not because you're not physically in that room.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's
no,
like,
no, we hate that word.
But
he is not,
you know,
a cuck. Yeah.
But it's not. And for me, I don't think cuck is like a derogatory thing. It's more of like you get off to your woman getting off to another partner, not necessarily being in the room. And that's necessarily what the cuck is about. But even talking about it, coming home and being like, hey, like you know, I had this really great scene. You know, I loved it when she ate my pussy, whatever. And just describing it is more of like an erotic novel to like your vagina. And
exactly.
Your dick, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah. A lot of people, we call them civilians. People that are not in the industry, the civilians don't comprehend that you can have that happen. Like you can, you know, fuck somebody else and then go home to your husband and have it all be normal.
But I think that's also goes to like, I mean, you either get it or you don't. I think what people view sex is
and
very
I'm done explaining.
Different. And I think that, again, it's like it's a sacred thing you don't have to explain to anybody. And as long as you enjoy what you're doing and then, you know, fuck everybody else.
Exactly.
That's how I feel.
The number one comment that I get is like, does your husband know?
No, he has no idea. See, I
he
have a sense
no
of
idea.
Humor that I'm just like, no,
no
my husband, what?
Right? Yeah, I'm like, wait, I'm married? Wait. Oh,
you're
that
like,
guy?
You should be like, which one?
Yeah, which one? Yeah, yeah.
Because then it's like, it throws them off because at the end of the day, even if you tell them 1,000 times that he does know, they'll be like, but does he?
Yeah.
Like, you're lying to me, right?
I'm like, he held the camera.
Even hotter.
He edited
even
the whole video.
Hotter.
So what?
What is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh,
like, where do I begin?
Where do I begin? I knew this question was going to come up. I really don't have any pet peeves. Like, they're not too crazy because I think I've learned.
Well, we just heard cuckold was kind of a pet peeve.
Yeah,
you're
that's
like,
probably
that
my
one.
Biggest pet peeve at the moment. I just, you know, I know now that there's so many different types of people in the world. And I just got to, like, you know, not everyone's cup of tea. And you kind of just, you know, you accept that and walk away, agree to disagree, right? But yeah, I'd probably say like the comments, like the dumbass comments that I get on all social media platforms is like a huge pet peeve.
Do you read all the comments? Do you comment back? Do you let them get to you? Or do you kind of just now at this point, like, fuck it?
All of the above. I try not to read the comments. I am actually a super sensitive person, especially when the comments is like about me, like attacking like my personality. That bothers me a lot because I feel like, you know, you saw a 15-second video of me, like you don't fucking know me.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
food for thought. It's one of those things. I think that if you know who you are, then why, like, you know, I think once we get triggered by things, it's like a mirror image of something that we do not like about ourselves. So yeah. It's like the inner reflection of like, why do I feel this way? Why do I make these things happen? Where it's like, at the end of the day, like you said, they don't know you.
Exactly.
They have 15 seconds, whatever.
Like, am I doing this wrong? Am I not doing this?
Like, but I think it's like, fuck the questioning. It's like, if you feel good about it, again, going back to like you, like mm-hmm. you do this for your fans because you love to do it and that's how you're showcasing yourself. But yeah. At the end of the day, they don't know you.
Exactly.
They know what you show of you. You're very, you know, you seem very open about, you know, being honest like that, about how it is with
I'm
your partner.
I'm too open.
But I don't think that that's a bad thing. I think being vulnerable, especially in a business like this, kind of makes you go further and shows, you know, how unique you are, because of like, some people are so closed knit and don't say those things until 20 years into their career. And then they've gone through something and doing whatever, where it's like, it's really staying focused on knowing like, you know what? Nobody can make me feel bad but myself. Mm-hmm. And I can only make myself, you know, you make your decision of how you kind of make, how your feelings are going to be that day.
Exactly.
Or maybe you're a little too sensitive or whatever. And then you got to think like, look, this isn't personal. Mm-hmm. Maybe they had a shit day and they said whatever. And they just want to rise it at me because
that's
most fans
what I tell myself.
Do. And they're just like, no, but I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. But I really love your work. Okay, but why didn't you say that?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like kind of food for thought of just being like, you know what? Flip it and be like, you know what? I feel sorry that you feel that way, but I don't feel that way about myself. And I'm going to keep fucking who the fuck I want
right?
to. Subscribe and like.
No, yeah. I don't read comments too much anymore. Especially on our couple channel, because people are like.
I can imagine. They probably
they just
attack your relationship kind of things like that.
It's annoying. So, yeah, I've learned when we first started TikTok, I was like reading everyone word for word. And he's just like, my husband's like, you cannot. Like,
put
you
it,
specifically
put
cannot.
It down.
Put yeah, it put down. It down. Yeah.
Is there anything that you regret saying no to?
Oh, no. We only live once. Fucking do it.
All right.
Take risk.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say is the best advice you've ever gotten?
Best advice? From my lovely grandmother. Who I'm named after.
Oh, I love that.
She told me, and I was like really young. I won't say how young. But
I feel like that's gonna make the story better.
Right. She told me. She said, because so my grandma's Mexican and her name was Sarah, but I was Sarita, so I'm little Sarah. She told me, Sarita, if you got it, flaunt it. And as like a young girl, I didn't know what that meant. And she was like, because one day you're going to be my age and you ain't going to be able to flaunt it. And so, and I still really didn't know what that meant. And as I got older, I was like, oh shit, like, grandma was right.
I do got it.
I'm going to flaunt it. Okay, grandma. I don't know if that was the best advice to give your granddaughter.
But it stuck with you.
It
and it
did.
Became very memorable because I feel like you sit into it, right? Because
it's like. She was a tough cookie. And I feel like she was a Virgo. So she like definitely, and she kind of like. She didn't raise me, but she babysat me almost every day after school. And I think, like, she had, like, a hard ass, like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. I'm going to do this kind of attitude. And I definitely, like, was slowly absorbing that with, like, not even realizing that until I was, like, a teenager. And I was like, oh, hello.
You're little Sarah for a reason.
I'm going to fucking do what I got to do. Thank you, Grandma, for the great advice.
Shout out to Grandma. Do you have any daily rituals that you do to kind of keep you grounded? You know, now that you have this new kind of, I can't always say new life, but this new like work environment that you put yourself into and kind of dive into.
Definitely.
There something that you do to kind of ground yourself so you don't get a separation of family life to work life?
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm a mom. So I have to disconnect from the internet world every day. But no, one thing that I like to do is go to the gym, and I like just let out all my like stress and worries of the day out at the gym. So that is definitely a huge part of my like weekly ritual. But my daily rituals consist of like writing, journaling, like even if it's, you know, a sentence, just like I need to like get my thoughts out on paper just to like you know, like literally like take the load off and like put it down, you know? So I put it down on paper and that really helps. I highly recommend. And it, like with manifesting, I love manifesting.
For sure. I definitely think a lot of people like, you know, we process, you know, feelings, but we don't really move through our feelings and know what to do with them. So it's like, you know, and we always say like, oh, you know, we always have the answers within. But if you're not having someone that you feel comfortable speaking to those things or like whatever, and I think like sometimes journaling is the best option is because 100%. You're still having a conversation with yourself and just letting it just all.
Yeah. So I mentioned earlier, like I'm an only child. So I've been having conversations with myself for 32 years.
Do you talk back?
If I'm in the mirror, yes. No, I'm just kidding.
I love that.
But no, yeah, I love spending time alone too. Like even if it's just like sitting in the bathtub or in the car, like just having like, I don't know, 10 minutes to myself and just breathing, just not letting, I always like to think grounding, that I'm the pond and you know, there's lots of fish and things in the pond and just, you know, there's let the fish swim. Don't, those are thoughts. The fish are the thoughts. Yeah. Let them pass. You're just the pond. Just sit there.
Just the pond.
Yes.
I like that. That's good advice. What are your thoughts on OnlyFans?
Like, from what standpoint?
The standpoint of, you know, the platform itself, you know, what it actually, the advantages of what it does, and you being, you know, a mom, and I'm not sure what your career was prior to, but, like, the, you know, alleviation of, like, having financial freedom from this kind of platform and kind of segueing your life to maybe a 9-to-5 to now an independent contractor where you make your own hours. How does you feel like OnlyFans kind of helped you kind of maybe get there, or the advantages of having an OnlyFans platform?
So actually I've never worked the hardest in my life as I do now, or the last 3 years having an OnlyFans. So prior to doing OnlyFans, I was a bartender and a server for about 14 years at the same restaurant.
Where you met your husband.
Where I met my man. And my man's. One thing about that place that was so beautiful was that it was a mom and pop shop. The owner and my husband were like besties. He was in our wedding. And there wasn't really like a tight knit like schedule, if you will. So it was like very flexible, very open. And my husband's the kind of guy that's like always been like, I'm gonna be my own boss. Like I can't fucking work for nobody. Like fuck that shit. And I also cannot work a 9-to-5. Like I got to make my own hours. And so I like when I got with him, I knew that he was like that, and it kind of like made me think like, oh wait, like.
Why am I working for other people?
Yeah, I don't need to work for other people too. So I was actually a nursing student, and I dropped out, officially dropped out when COVID hit. Okay. But I was like, wait, do I really want to work like 12 hours a day dealing with like depressing, sad people who are sick? You know, no offense to the ill people, but I was like, I really don't want to do that. And I'm super sensitive. So I think that would like be super hard on me. Like I'd go home and just be like a mess, right? So I think like having the OnlyFans is just, it's fucking hard. Like it's not easy. Don't think it's easy, because it's not. It really, for me, it's not. I'm like, I'm busting ass like all the time, like to get where I want to be with my numbers. And I hit those numbers. So I guess, you know, you put in what you get out, right?
Yeah.
Or what you get out of it is what you put into it. But one of the best things about having it is that you literally can work from anywhere in the world. So that's like, I guess, number one.
Okay.
And the amount of money you make is endless. It's infinite. In my opinion, you just got to, you know, put in, you got to do the work. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the work is dirty, but you got to do it.
Hey. Sometimes you got to get your hands dirty, right? Your other things dirty.
Good dirty. Good kind of dirty. But no, yeah, this is the hard. I've never been so stressed out in my life, actually, but so grateful and blessed all at the same time. But I actually had a few girlfriends who were interested, like, oh, like, tell me about it. How do I get started? I'm like, bitch, you don't even, you know. And then I lay it out on the table, and then they're like, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought.
That's the thing is, like, I think because of the pandemic, it put more of a light on OnlyFans, and, like, because this platform was already around previous to that, and it was already an adult-related thing, and not only of that, but I feel like because OnlyFans, I feel like when more people that weren't in adult industry started going on the platform, it became such a big, more like a bigger light of the thing. People were rapping about it. There was all these songs, even Beyonce rapped about it. You know what I mean? So it's like it was giving more exposure to something that was already there and giving, showing what that access was. And in the beginning of myself, I felt a little turned off by, because I was like, oh, everyone's, you know, like, they think it's fast money, they think it's whatever, but it, like you said, it is a job, and at the end of the day, it's a harder job than sometimes 9 to 5 is, because you're your own boss.
Yeah, it's a 24/7
job. And for you, it's like, you either, like you said, you put in what you get out of it. So it's like, if you want to be successful, if you want to make the big numbers, then you have to do a lot. It's not like something you put one picture and you're making $1 million. You know what I mean? Are there anomalies that happen because there's celebrities that do things that maybe put like a naked photo or an enticing thing that does that? And I think that that's what kind of people give people the wrong idea of how easy it is because that shit ain't easy.
No, it's
not. You know, it's being a creator, especially like carving out the time to like talk to your fans or whatever. It's like, you know, you're constantly working every day, from texting to shooting new content to making sure that your people are, you know, making sure that your subscribers are resubscribing, you know. And so I think that if you can be, you know, it's initially like your own website back in the day, you know, but it's like you're eliminating the middleman, where it's like, if you actually want to do well, you can. If you want to do, you can too. It's just like, but I think that when people have this idea of like, oh, I'm going to make so much money, you can. But
you definitely can.
You fucking have to work for it.
Yeah, I mean, I met some girls who, you know, I think, I don't want to like bash any body type or anything like that, but like there's literally a niche for every body type. Every skin color, every hair type, every, you know, you name it, everything, right? And so I've met some girls who you would probably see at the grocery store and think, oh, no way. Like, there's no way. And they're making, they're clearing like $600,000 a month.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but they're also putting in the work.
Yeah.
So you can look like this or you can look like that.
And you just really don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how you look. Honestly, it's just the type of work you put in.
Agreed. We love an OnlyFans, although we hate that they also are discriminating on people too, and they're, you know, they're psyched a little better.
But I know,
you
know, there's we won't talk about that.
What would you say that is a common sexual act that you just dislike?
Oh,
you're just like, I'll pass that.
What is it? I think so. Like being peed on.
Okay.
I know some girls are like, oh my God, I fucking love it. And I'm like, you know, I'm good.
Have you been peed on?
No.
Maybe and don't knock until you try it, girl.
No, it's so true. Cause I did a bunch of like foot stuff, and I'm not really crazy about like feet, but if somebody's all over my feet.
I have a foot fetish.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh, okay. So if somebody's all over my feet, Kieran Lee, I'm okay with that. Like I'm all good with that. I love it. But I personally don't want your toes in my mouth. Oh, maybe a girl. Mm. I'll do a girl's foot.
Well, there's a difference between female feet and men feet. Although I have sucked men feet too, but most of them aren't very like put together. I think it's more for me, it's like the female, but like for me, it's about like, if your toes are done, for me, it's like, if you don't have your feet like done, then your pussy's not good.
Right.
Because if you like, you gotta like have the same thing. If you have like toenail polish that's like hanging on and struggling, you gotta bust a pussy. That's just what it is.
Don't look at my nails. I ripped my nails off on the way here.
I said toes.
That's true.
I can't see them. They're hiding from me.
They are hiding. Maybe I do have a pedicure though.
I was like, maybe Kieran freaked you out too much. You gotta put your toes away.
So yeah, that is, but I'm opening up more with like the feet stuff, but
I went through a pee fetish myself. I have talked about this, and not because I wanted to be peed on because I was peeing on people, but because I was peeing on people and I was being allowed to, I only thought it was fair to like return the favor. Mm. It didn't do anything to me sexually at all. Although I did let someone pee in my mouth, definitely didn't like.
doesn't it taste terrible?
I didn't swallow. I spit that day.
Oh, you spit that day. Well, okay. Can you swallow pee?
Yes.
Because it doesn't like make you sick or anything.
No, because they say like, I think the reason why this even started, this whole like, if I think about it, we were really wasted. It was with, but. Initially, it was because they were saying you could, like, if you were, like, stranded or whatever, like, you could drink your pee but you have to, I don't know if you have to, like, what you have to do to, I don't know the specific facts of that part. Or, like, leave it out, because it's, I don't really know. But anyways, we were like, oh, it can't be bad for you, right? Now, depending on the same thing with how guys cum taste, it depends on your diet, how, if it's going to be, if you eat salty food, it's going to taste
don't
salty.
Don't eat asparagus.
No.
Is what you're saying.
Well, I think the asparagus, your pee is going to smell regardless, and so that's, you know, plus, but, you know, any salt. Tea, any like fatty things, anything that are like yeasty, that shit's gonna make it bad. So it's like, you know, but
makes sense.
It had no taste huh. when it did it. Mind you, I didn't swallow it, but it wasn't like making me throw up. It was more like, yeah, we're doing this. We're in it.
See,
we're
Not a lot of things make me gag. I have a good gag reflex.
Okay.
But I just imagine, like, because I think I'm imagining the smell of pee, and that's that makes what would me turn you off.
See, for me, like, after the effect of, like, okay, doing it, not even just, let's forget the mouth part, but, like, being peed on, was the part that turned me on was, like, the warm sensation of something taboo.
Oh, the taboo.
So
yeah,
it was like,
I can't be doing
like
this.
Yeah. But I like it. And it wasn't even like peeing on my pussy or peeing on me. It was like some, like one time someone pissed on my foot. But like just because we were in the shower and we were like, oh, well, if I peed on you, I'm going to pee, you know, kind of thing. But I was like, I kind of like it. I don't know why, but I don't know where this is going. So for a while, I went through a pee phase, like where I wanted to pee on people. And then this one guy, after a scene, he was a bald man and he let me stand over him and piss on his head. And I felt so. It was like a Superman complex.
Oh, wow.
And then I tried to do it one time after that to a partner, and he was like, you can't pee on me. And then I had stage fright ever since.
Oh, I can't pee on anybody. Pee. No. See, I'm also afraid of having stage fright because I have like stage fright if like there's a bunch of like people in the bathroom sometimes and they're just like staring at you.
It's really bad. I was like, yeah, I'm going to pee on you.
And it just wouldn't come out. Yeah.
So I had to stop talking shit about peeing.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't deliver, and I don't like to not deliver.
Yeah. Actually, I had
So I say don't knock it till you try.
That's true. I think I might be open to trying. I heard that like being peed inside of is really cool.
See, I don't know if I could go that far and I like pee. Like I haven't heard like peeing in your pussy or peeing in your asshole.
Both.
Okay,
both.
I've heard peeing in the asshole say that thing, both but that good. To me is just weird. Like, where does that go? Does it absorb in your body? Like, I got a lot of questions.
I just feel like the gas tank is going to overflow, you know? Like, the gas nozzles and the gas tank.
Yeah, and who cleans that up? I don't want to.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, no. We don't want to do that. I just got visuals.
We haven't even got to Truth of Texas. We're here. I love it. All right. Have you ever taken a souvenir home?
Oh, yeah, every day. They're kids.
Sperm.
So one of my little like fetishes is to, I always take the loads on my face.
Okay.
Like, please and thank you.
I like how you're like.
Yes, on this little cute face.
Ooh.
But so that's like.
Is that like your, like in your writer, I only take cum on my pretty face? You don't take it anywhere else?
No, I'll take it anywhere. There's been times where like. the guy can't make it to the face, you know, so it's
have
like
you
been
ever
on
got
my
it
ass.
In your eye.
So that was what I was gonna say next. Tragic. I love it in my
love
eye.
It.
Yes,
bitch,
that like
where
that sting makes me feel like yep, I did my job for the day. We're good.
You are like no other. I've never heard any female ever say you like being came in your eye. Because it feels like the sperm's trying to penetrate through your fucking eye. And I'm like, this is not your portal. Leave.
No, if I leave with red eyes, I know I did a good job.
Girl, that
or
hurts.
Or he did a good job.
That hurts. No, he has horrible aim. He should have gotten it where the fuck he was supposed to get it. And you're a professional. You better do your motherfucking job. That's how I felt.
Right.
I used to hate that shit. Or the worst would be like... You'd get a cum shot and then it's like on your eyelash and you're like, I can't move my eyelash. I'm not going to move because if I move my eye
if you
like
open
do anything,
it, it's
then
I'd be like spider web. Like, yes.
So then it'd be like a medium, like, I just can't
so no,
shit.
Yeah, I always like
cum in the eye.
I love
like
it. I'll give them like a like we know, like when you're waiting for it, like, you know, you just give them like a little like a little wink, like signaling them like hit the target.
This one. Right?
See where I'm winking? Yeah, hit that. See that eyelash?
I've heard it all. I mean, private talk. I don't come in my eyes. Not that all of y'all are going to come in my eyes or come on me ever. But I don't think you should aim for the eyes. Aim below the nose and back down.
Yeah, it's funny.
Here.
Yeah,
aim.
When we work with girls, they're always like, right here. And yeah. I'm like right here.
You're like actually right in here.
Right in the eyes.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, I love it.
What is it about the feeling that you like about it though? Like just because, or is it just the redness of like what?
Like, I don't know. I think
like you
said, I guess that's not really like taboo, but I like, you know, like feeling it. Like I have a high tolerance for pain.
Okay, okay.
And I think like any kind of pain makes me feel like yes.
Like you got it. Like
yeah,
you
it like
something.
Turns me on even more.
Okay,
like
okay.
Yeah,
I don't knock your little fetishes, but
I have yet to get it in both eyes. Nobody can do that. They haven't done it yet. So
Kieran might be able to. If anybody, true. I was like, I'm going to text him right now and be like, Kieran, next time aim for both. She told me she wants to. Yes. Nobody's ever done
Actually, I worked with him last week and he got it in one eye. And it was super red. He's like, oh my God, you need to go to the chemist.
Because most people, I mean, I've seen some situations where girls get really upset with dudes, whatever. And I'm like, for me, I'm like, okay, they didn't do it intentionally. Although I did have one person I knew, he fucking did it intentionally. Yeah. And I'm like, you.
No, please do it intentionally to me. I want it.
How interesting. You should put that on your rider if you don't have it. Be like, hey,
yeah, I come love in my it eyes in the eye. Yes.
Good cum shots for everybody. Do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have six.
Do you tattoos. Have any that you regret?
All of them.
You're like, take them all off.
So I got all of them when I was in high school, like in my kitchen table. Like my friends had tattoo guns.
Like prison tattoos?
Exactly, okay. Yeah. So actually one of my friends, he literally came over and he was like, hey, I got a tattoo gun. I'm like, awesome. He's like, yeah, you want to play with it? I'm like, sure. And he had never tattooed a single body in his life.
And I thought it was a great idea.
There you go, right here, buddy. And it's not a bad tattoo. That's probably one of my favorites out of the.
What is it?
It's a music cleft. Okay. So it's like a music staff, and then it looks like a wavy page and with music notes on the wavy page.
Did you play music? Did you have a music background?
Okay. Yeah, I like to sing.
Can you sing us something fun?
La 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 la. Yeah, la la la. That's all I got. I don't think too much. It's my one little thing that I like to keep private because I feel like if I'm judged on that, I'm gonna be heartbroken.
Girl, you can't be judged. You only judge yourself.
That's true.
Don't take anybody's criticism. If that's something you love to do.
Yeah, I sing on Instagram sometimes.
Okay.
So one thing about me, if I take it, I like to bake, so I'll bake and I show the progress on Instagram stories, and when you take a bite, it's just it just makes you
harmonizing.
You just got that and I kind of I let out a little melody sometimes.
You should do a segment singing with Sarah,
right?
And little chorus and everything. Yes. You know what I mean? Do it.
And then
you warm yourself up to where you can actually do a whole thing.
That's a good idea. But my husband plays every instrument under the sun. So, and he was in a band.
Okay.
So I think having him being musically talented kind of also just enhanced. we'll fuck around because we have a drum set at home and all the mics set up and we'll just fuck around on, play some music.
Do you do it naked?
We haven't done that yet.
See, I'm giving you all kinds of things.
You're giving me a lot of good ideas. Yes.
All right, let's see. One more question before Truth with Texas. What can I do? Have you ever, since you were so promiscuous with, or not really promiscuous, but you're very open with your husband and just your sex life and being in the industry, have you ever or would you ever attend a swingers party?
We have.
Ooh.
We're in LA. I feel Swinger City Central.
Look on the out. Were you just a looky loo or were you participating? Yes. Were you warming up to things?
We were looky loos.
Okay.
And so my biggest issue with those, or at least the one that we went to, is, I'm in the industry, so I'm tested. Mm-hmm. Everybody that I work with is tested. My husband's tested. We're all tested. Are you guys tested here? Are you? Can you show me a test? Did you take a test? No. Okay. Well, then
I
don't feel comfortable.
Are they using condoms?
So they do have that, but who uses? Who wants to? What's a condom?
Yeah, but when you're in a situation like that, unless you definitely want to use one. Unless I agree with the whole testing part of thing like that, but I feel like, well, I've only been to one by accident, and it was I got shuttled there in this bus not knowing the fuck I was going, but I definitely never saw anybody says I wasn't involved.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching, but I was the same thing too, but I don't think that it was somebody years ago. I don't think there was any condoms involved, but it felt like it was a room full of people that they had their own little encounters, and it wasn't super groupish. So but then I feel later on
couples,
it could have kind of became something more afterwards, because I was all right, cool, I'm not participating, gotta go. When someone started trying to grab me, I'm like, no, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm
they do that
because they want you to you to participate, right? Exactly. I get it, because I'm there. I mean, I am watching whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you're there.
They started grabbing, because my one of the girlfriends that I was there with, she started making out with somebody and da da da, and I was like, good for you, I'll see you downstairs. I'm gonna get a drink at the bar, come find me. But in that situation, was I
I mean, nobody showed a test. Nobody did whatever. So I can see in that aspect, after being in a performer in a testing world, where I'm that can be a little bit like standoffish, where I'm like, I want to fuck you, but can you call me tomorrow when you have your test and then you've done whatever? Because I also, too, in the flip side was when I saw people doing group things that didn't have condoms and then they'd go to set, I'd be like, I'm not, you're on my no list.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's like at that time, testing was very different in the regulations. It was like it was every 20 days or 18 days, whatever. Wow. So it was a lot of things for like miss, you know, I mean, if you went to a party last night, but your test was still good from whatever.
Yeah.
That's but, not necessarily what's going to happen today.
Homeboy didn't test.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. So it was just very for a safety thing. I'm like, for I used to always say like, it's like playing Russian roulette, and I already take choices already. Anyway, I make the, you know, I make that conscious decision myself that I'm not trying to put the gun in your hand. So I'm gonna respectfully decline.
Yeah. So when we were watching, so there was like bowls of condoms in like every room, even like the kitchen in the living room. There's just condoms everywhere when we were at that party. But again, nobody was using them. And so, but yeah, we were just there to watch because I've never been to one, and I hear all about them all the time. And I was like, let's go to one. Like, fuck it. Let's
Did it turn you on?
I like watching like the voyeurist. It was a live performance. Yeah. I was like, okay, I can do this.
Did you
like
fuck your man on the side or did y'all wait to go home?
So I actually, we waited because I think it was like, I get like social anxiety sometimes, especially like in a new environment.
And dicks and pussy everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, and there's dicks and pussies. And I knew not a single soul in there, but like the one girl that like brought us there because she goes to them all the time. So it was, I literally knew her, her man, and then my husband. And it was just like, it wasn't uncomfortable, but it was a little bit like, it was unfamiliar. So like, I think naturally when something's unfamiliar, it's uncomfortable. Yep. Right. So I think I was just like, I was like, oh, I'm not ready for this. Like maybe at the, but now like, I think I've been, so I've been to two. And again, I was a Lukey Lou at the second one as well. And that one was really weird. They were doing weird stuff there. I was like, I gotta go. I don't dab into like recreational
drugs
and stuff. I don't do any of that. I don't do that. So when I saw that, I didn't feel comfortable. I was like, okay, let's leave.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, if you do that, that's great, but I don't. So I'm going to bounce.
Respectfully, out of here.
Yeah. So, but I think if we went to a third one and I felt comfortable, I would definitely fuck my man.
Okay.
With the group, but I don't think I would.
Maybe you fight your man and then you find one girl, so it's like, you know you.
Yeah, maybe that. Or like if I knew everybody, I would probably be more open. Yeah. Okay. To like the orgy.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. All right. Truth with Texas. We're going to do a fast little round. I know you have to get out of here. So how it's going to work, I'm going to ask you some questions. Kinky, naughty, romantic, and spicy.
I'm already sweating.
We're all a little spicy. All right. Kinky questions. Shower sex or car sex?
Oh, car sex.
Have you ever tasted your own cum?
Every day.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like, this is so weird. It reminds me of my breast milk.
Okay.
A little bit.
Like cereal milk, kind of maybe?
Yeah,
like,
there's a little bit of sweetness.
In the marshmallow things
yes,
when you're having.
Lucky Charms.
I've tasted breast milk before, not when I was a baby, but well, yeah, I wasn't breastfed
like
as a baby.
Actually.
Not that soon, but maybe like Tori Black, actually. Oh. After she had one of her children.
You know who shot breast milk into my mouth?
Who?
Lena the Plug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's
we were in a
like
van,
sweet.
In a white van, and she just, and I was like, okay.
I like how the white van has preference. Sounds creepy, but it was hot.
It was so hot.
Bondage, yes or no?
Light bondage.
The weirdest place you've had sex?
On top of a freezer in like a storage in the restaurant that we used to work at.
And he kept his dick hard. I like it.
Yes.
Sex skill that you are most proud of?
I guess writing. Okay. I try to get my Kimmy Granger on.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Don't know what that means, but okay. Okay. Most number of times that you've had sex in one day?
Oh, only like 4. I guess is that a lot? That's not a lot to me from
it's not
stories
a lot.
That, yeah.
I've heard, I think the most I've heard on here was like 15. Oh, kind of like that. You know, it's
only. No, yeah, 4. I'm maxed out, baby. I'm maxed out.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Your max is your max.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever watched midget porn?
No, I have not. Are we allowed to say midget?
I don't know. I do, but this is. We'll see if the small people.
The small
I was like small little people.
Yeah, little people.
I'm not. I'm like little people.
I'm down to watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to have a little people kind of not a fetish, but I definitely was like entertained. I'm like, I want to have sex with a little person so I can like be the dom and like, you know, lift them
like
up and like
one.
Spin somebody around in my vagina. Like, I feel like I want to see if that works. Like,
yeah, you should
I
do
like
that. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah. Not. No. Yeah. We respect all the little people. We respect the little people. All right. Spicy questions. Do you like dirty talk?
Oh, I love it.
Can you give us an example of your dirty talk? You won't sing for me, but you can dirty talk for me.
Yeah, I just like when a guy is in my ear, like really close to my ear, like breathing heavy, and is like, you're such a fucking good girl. Like, mm-hmm. get down on this dick. Or like, you know, things like that.
Have you worked with Manuel Ferrara?
I have, yes.
Amal, he does it the whispering. It was all French. Amal, he whispers yeah, the things.
But it was all French. At least for me it was.
But isn't that hotter?
So, no, it was like, hot. I'm like, I had no idea.
I don't want to know what the fuck you're saying. Yeah. Just keep saying it.
Yeah, my husband's trilingual. So I'm like, switch the languages up, baby. Nice. What you got for me today?
It's like a babble. Like, you know, they'd be like, hey, today can we do Spanish? Right. Today can we do French?
Duolingo, please.
I like that. Have you ever stayed in a relationship for sex?
Well, I've been with my husband since I was 18, so yes.
You're like, his dick just never left.
Yeah, never left.
Is there something completely off limits? I know you've been with your husband for quite some time, but is there something that even with you two that you're just not into?
Yeah, I guess like fucking like a scene partner off camera. Okay. Or anybody off camera. Okay. Is like if we are not involved or we don't know about it. Like, basically cheating. Like, you know, I know people are like, well, you fuck on camera with other people. Isn't that cheating?
Yeah, but within your boundaries of what you guys yeah, communicated
like
with. Yeah,
like, if I, like, went and fucked, like, somebody without him knowing, that, like, that's not okay. And vice versa.
So, that's. All right. Have you ever had sex in a toilet seat?
No.
Have you ever injured yourself during sex?
All the time.
How do you get
So I'm 107 pounds. I'm like hollow inside. And I am so fragile. And when you work.
That's so funny.
When you work with like Jack Slayer or, you know, every guy's big to me. Okay. So they just like, they'll like swing my leg back. And I'm like, ah, wait. Like, hold on. I gotta stretch a little bit.
You're like, sorry, yeah. Gotta work it out. Ice packs, please.
I'm not flexible. I'm not as flexible as I wish I was.
Okay.
Maybe if I stretch.
Naughty questions. Choked or spanked?
Oh, I like being choked.
Lube or spit?
Spit.
Handcuffs or blindfold?
Blindfold.
Have you and your husband ever paid for sex? No. Why is that so
funny? I don't know why that's so funny, but no.
I'm like, you know, you would think that sometimes because of the fact that y'all are so open about it.
I've been paid for it, actually.
Okay.
One of my buddies, he was like a friend, and I used to like mess around with him like right when I graduated high school. he was like, I'm so horny, like I need you. And I'm like, no, like fuck you. And he was like, I'll literally pay you. And I was like, all right, fine.
What was your rate? In high school, I mean, we never.
I think I made him pay me like $150 or cute. Something. Thank you, thank you, Simon. It paid for gas for like the whole month, so hey, I mean, like,
after
solid.
High school, I mean, hey, yeah, we're winning.
No. And
we're
I wasn't winning. Working at the time, okay. So you know,
so it really
it went a long way.
150 went a long.
It really did.
Biggest turn off.
Bad breath.
Bad breath. All right. Yeah. Romantic questions. Last set of questions. Making out or cuddling?
Making out.
Cut or uncut?
Uncut.
Giving or receiving?
I like giving.
Lights on or lights off?
Lights off.
What are deal breakers for you in a relationship? I know you said cheating is one, but is there anything else that kind of stands out for you?
Just not being like, you know, having like different views on like big things in life.
So not being on the same page kind of
exactly
thing.
Yeah, okay. That ain't gonna work.
Dinner or a movie?
I like to eat, so dinner.
Sex on the first date?
Yes.
Last question. Favorite place to be kissed?
On my neck.
Neck kisses. Yes. Love it. That is Truth with Texas. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us and answering all the questions. I hope you had fun. I had a lot of fun getting to know you. Is there anything you'd like to ask Miss Texas before you leave?
What's your biggest like piece of advice about being in the industry, especially you've been in it for so long? Like, what's like one little piece of advice?
I would say do what makes you feel happy. You know, I always feel like, you know, to each his own, and that was like something I've lived by for like ever since I started. And it's just that if you feel comfortable doing what you're doing, then don't worry about anybody else's opinion. Just have fun. You have a partner that loves you, who supports you, and like your inner circle is more important than anybody of the outsiders, although they're the ones that we do it for. But I feel like sometimes we give so much that we have to keep a little bit for ourselves to continue being who we are, these content creators. So just stay true to yourself.
I love it. Perfect. Yes.
So let us know where we can support you, follow you, and all those things.
Sarah Illustrates pretty much on every platform. Sarah Illustrates VIP is my OnlyFans. And, my Twitter is Sarah's World X3.
Ooh, there you go. Private talk. I hope you guys enjoyed this interview as much as I did doing it. Make sure you go and subscribe, like, and follow. Until we meet again.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.